In for Mike Broomhead today, here's Barry Markson.
Thanks, Peter. Boy, for a second there, I thought you were going to say the weather is hot and so is Barry Markson. But all right, we're going to let it go today. Thanks, Peter. Boy, coming up, we're going to get into this, but in case you missed it yesterday, what a great day here in the Valley of the Sun.
The ball is inbounded and lost. Cam Johnson with the steal. Suns win. Suns win. Suns win. Game number one of the Western Conference Finals, and the Suns win it. The final score, Suns 120. Los Angeles Clippers 114.
All right, there you have it. Al McCoy with the call right here on Arizona Sports 98.7. And, man, what an exciting game. It went back and forth most of the day. And whether you're a Suns fan or not, this is when we all get involved, right? Bandwagon fans, everybody's welcome. The Suns have been bad for so long. They're back in the Western Conference Finals for the first time. Steve Zinsmeister is with us, of course, producer of the Mike Broomhead Show. By the way, I'm Barry Markson in for Mike. And, Steve, not to quiz you, but when was the last time the Suns were in the Western Conference Finals?
Ooh, I don't know that off the top of my head, but I'm going to guess roughly,
I think it was
13 years ago?
Yeah, I think that was it. I remember 93 they were in it. You know, Peter? Peter's looking at
me. So the Western Conference Finals, the last appearance for the Suns was 2010 against the Lakers.
Ah.
And the last NBA Finals was 1993.
Yep.
Against the Chicago Bulls.
It's been a long time. And I often say this, you know, I have two boys who are, one's in college now, one's going to be a senior in high school. And I often say that the Suns lost a generation of fans. They were so bad for so long that a whole group of young kids grew up not really that into it because it was abysmal. It was difficult to watch. Now, hopefully you feel that excitement coming back. Hopefully the Valley jumps on board. Winning this first game in the conference finals is big, especially doing it, Steve, without Chris Paul.
Is Devin Booker human?
He had a great game. Triple-double, his first triple-double ever, 40 points.
Pretty good time for it to happen, I got to admit.
He took over in that third quarter. It was he scored 16 points in a row.
He also played 44 minutes of 48.
Yeah. Now, coming off of a week of rest, which is good, and he played a lot. And I saw him talk to the coach afterwards, and he said, look, we had to win this game. And we wanted our best people on the floor. We needed someone to run that floor, and it worked out well for him. Next game's tomorrow night, and Steve, obviously the big question here for fans in the Valley, will Chris Paul be back? If you're just waking up over the weekend, Chris Paul, he was diagnosed with or tested positive for COVID. Even though he had been vaccinated, NBA protocol kicked in. He has to wait. He can get two tests in a 24 to 48 hour period. If they both come up negative, he can play. What's the word on whether he'll be able to play on Tuesday?
Yeah, there's a strong feeling out there. A report from Yahoo Sports basically says they expect him to play in game two. I think I've heard the same thing out of Gambo before as well. So hope to have Chris Paul back tomorrow when they play game two here in Phoenix.
Yeah, so the plan would be the NBA tests every player every day. So if you're still in it, you're getting tested every day. So Chris Paul will be tested today. He'll be tested tomorrow. If both of those tests are negative, and as I understand it, he's been asymptomatic. He had a positive test, but he hasn't had any symptoms. So hopefully that negative test pops up and we get two of those and Chris Paul is back. But the fact that the Suns won this game without him is a huge testament to the team, to the coaching, and, of course, to Devin Booker.
Yeah, not to take anything away from the win, because it was spectacular and well-needed. But Chris Paul should have been able to play. The league should have let him play, right?
Yeah.
Because all the evidence, all the science says that if you're vaccinated, not only are you at super low risk to yourself from the disease, but you are also basically guaranteed to not give away the virus.
Yeah, and most of the players, if not all, are vaccinated. I don't know about where the Clippers are in that specifically, but what I will tell you is they put this is a signed agreement with the Players Association, as I understand it. The players put a whole bunch of stuff in, a bunch of regulations in about COVID. And at the beginning of the season, when that went into effect, it made sense, right? They didn't want other people on the court. If you've been to a Suns game recently, you'll notice the gorilla's not down there. The Suns dancers aren't down there. No one extra is on the court at all.
Why can't the gorilla be there?
He's wearing a big mask.
He's got a mask on.
The best mask ever. Behind the benches, if you've noticed this, behind the players' benches, it's, I don't know what it is, 8-10 rows are empty because they didn't want anybody there breathing on them. Now, it seems a little silly now when COVID's kind of going down a little bit and the rest of the arena is full. There's 16,000 plus fans there, but these things are still in place. So the Players Association hasn't done anything with the league to change these rules, and that's why Chris Paul's out.
Yeah, I get that they're trying to protect the players, staff, all that stuff, because I guess you'd rather have what they currently have, the situation with Chris Paul, than, let's say, somebody getting sick and they can't play because they're ill. But, like, I think back to some of the best games in the NBA's history. Look at the flu game from Michael Jordan.
Yep.
I'm not trying to compare the flu to the coronavirus. I'm trying to compare the fact that he got to play when he had the flu.
Yeah.
Well, Chris Paul doesn't get to play when COVID, he's already vaccinated for the disease he has.
COVID is different. There's no question about it. Well, look, you know, people with who's been vaccinated can still get it, as you can see here with Chris Paul, I guess. But it's less likely, and supposedly if you do get it, it's less likely that it's going to be severe. But most importantly, Suns win game one. They play again tomorrow night right downtown here in the Phoenix Stadium. And then Thursday, they go to L.A., Saturday in L.A., and then, if necessary, back here on Monday. So the Suns are in it. They're playing well. Many people, I don't want to jinx anything, but they're saying the Suns have a pretty good chance of winning the whole gig.
They got to be the favorite right
the
now,
Nets,
right?
The Nets were knocked out by Milwaukee. Everybody thought the Brooklyn Nets, were going to win the whole thing. It's like an all-star team over there.
The Nets had a significant injury to one of their star players, Kyrie Irving.
But they have like eight star players.
The Clippers, the guy
bringing the water to the bench is like an all-star player. I mean, it's incredible.
Could play for most teams, yeah. The Atlanta Hawks won last night. That is not a team many people thought was going to be this good. We could have a Hawks-Suns finals.
That's not good for ratings. I mean, I love it, but not good for ratings. All right, a couple other things out of the Suns world. General manager James Jones, he was named the NBA Executive of the Year. I have to tell you, huge turnaround in the perception of James Jones when he was named. A lot of people didn't understand what Sarver was thinking, but you have to give this guy credit. He had an idea of what he wanted this team to be, not just necessarily the best player and all that, but guys who had a competitive spirit. He wanted a certain kind of player, and he went out and did it. And when you watch this team play, it's fun. Everybody's competitive. Almost all of them can shoot. It's an interesting team that he built, and he won that award this year. Congratulations to James Jones, named the NBA Executive of the Year. That's pretty exciting. Also, Steve, I don't know if you saw this. This just is breaking news. It just broke this morning. The Supreme Court issued a ruling about paying student athletes, college athletes, and whether they'd be, you know, the issue about whether they'd be paid. Except it's not about paying student athletes. What the Supreme Court did do is kind of relax the regulations about educational benefits they can get. So can a student who's already graduated but going to graduate school, can that tuition be paid as part of a scholarship? Can they get additional tutoring than that was previously allowed? That sort of thing. And the Supreme Court said yes and started to relax all of that kind of thing. So we'll have a little bit more for you about that later on in the program. But an interesting ruling from the Supreme Court today. Also, I wanted to give you an update on baseball. The Diamondbacks still stink. I mean, my goodness, I've never seen something like this before in my baseball loving life. Steve, have you? I mean,
they're historically bad.
I mean, I'm a Diamondbacks season ticket holder. I love the Diamondbacks. This is awful. It's almost to the point of being comical.
I think it's, what is it, like 17 losses in a row total, and then 23 on the road in a row lost. They've won like one game in the last 33 games or something like that.
Yeah, the 23 in a row, by the way, road losses is a Major League Baseball record.
And the 17 in a row is a team record.
Yeah, I mean, this is the futility here is amazing. Yesterday, they were down 9-1, actually came back and lost 9-8. So they did just enough to excite you for a second. And then, of course, with the loss. Normally, they start with a lead, give it up, and lose the game. It's been incredibly difficult to be a fan this year.
Let's go, Suns.
Wow. All right, on the other side. Let's go, Suns. That's exactly right. Oh, man, we're going to talk about the vaccine a little bit and a very interesting stat about who in Arizona is still getting COVID. The COVID numbers are still there. We had a little bit of a peak on Saturday. We're going to tell you who is getting COVID and who is not right here in the Valley of the Sun and the state of Arizona. I'm Barry Markson, and for Broomhead, it's KTAR.
Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Barry Markson in for Broomhead. Thanks for being with us on this Monday morning. Hey, it's almost a cold snap here in the Valley of the Sun. The high today down to a frosty 109. I don't know what we're going to do with ourselves.
Sweater weather.
It's really incredible how hot it's been. We've had 6 days in a row of 115 degrees or more. That's a record. We've never done that before, which is amazing. And we're going to talk about this later, historically, how many days we normally have in the summer at or above 115. But right now, I do want to get into this COVID the situation right now. And this caught my eye because, you know, we've talked about how important it is to get the vaccine. And the fact is, there's an awful lot of people here in the Valley of the Sun who are not getting the vaccine. Our numbers of vaccinated people has kind of stagnated a little bit. We're still under 50% for people who are vaccinated. It's not a good sign. And what the new statistics came out with, of the 16,000 910, almost 17,000 people who had confirmed cases of coronavirus, of COVID-19 last month, 90% were not vaccinated at all, and 5% had only received one dose. So 95% of the people who are getting COVID in Arizona, 95% of those people are not vaccinated. What else do you need to show the efficacy, how great this vaccine is? The people getting COVID are the ones who aren't vaccinated, and the people who are vaccinated, you can still get it. We saw it with Chris Paul. You can be vaccinated and get COVID, but it's only about 5%. And I have to ask myself, or I really want to ask you, and I know people who aren't vaccinated. I know them, and I'm struggling with it. I truly am. I know there are people who have a real significant medical issue. If you're pregnant, all right, if you're 7 months pregnant, I guess I can understand maybe you don't want to get a vaccine, put something else in your system. I don't even know if that's a real thing or not. I'm not a doctor. But when I hear people say they're not getting it because it's not convenient, well, that's not the case anymore. You can go to the drugstore and get it. They have places all over town now close to your house to get it. There's no line. There's no waiting. There's no reason not to get this vaccine. And if you're not getting it for political reasons, you've got to be kidding me. If you're not getting it because you think it's a government takeover or something, you have to be kidding me here. I don't understand it. And here's the issue. This Delta variant, this new variant that has raced through the United Kingdom, Great Britain, that's the vast majority of their cases. It's in the United States now. It's becoming the predominant variant. And what they're saying now, because there are so many people not being vaccinated, who are choosing not to be vaccinated, we are likely going to see another surge in the fall and in the winter, including here in Arizona. We're going to see more and more people get COVID now and get this harsher Delta variant, which is more easily transmittable and harsher on you. It is multiple times worse than what we dealt with last year. So I'm asking you again. I'm asking as a friend. I'm asking as whoever I am. Get it. And the part that really confuses me more than anything else is we used to be a country where we did things for each other. We used to be a country where even if it wasn't to our own benefit, we said, hey, this is good for the country. And I think back to World War II and World War I, when women went to work making equipment for our armies, for our military, when everybody chipped in, people bought war bonds, everybody chipped in, everybody had a sacrifice, everybody did what they could. And now people won't do it. The level of selfishness to say, I don't want to get this vaccine for whatever your reason is, if you get the vaccine, it's going to hurt you. Whatever your reason is for not getting it, think about other people. Because you not getting it puts all the rest of us at risk. Even though most people getting COVID have been unvaccinated, you can still get COVID if you're vaccinated. So if you're hanging around your elderly parents and you're not vaccinated, and there's a risk that you get COVID, and may not even know you have it, and now you're exposing your mom or your dad to it, or you're exposing somebody you know and love who has underlying conditions, even if they're vaccinated, they can still get it, and it can still be deadly to them. Why are you doing that? We can wipe this thing out. If 90% of people were vaccinated, this Delta variant would have no effect. We wouldn't have a surge in the fall. We wouldn't have these ongoing issues. But because so many people in Arizona are refusing to get the vaccine, we're going to continue to deal with this forever. We're going to have to get updated shots. This is going to be like a new vaccine we're going to have to get every year, all because some of us refuse to participate in society. Some of us are, for whatever reason, are saying, I'm not going to get vaccinated, and I don't care what it does to you or my neighbors or my family. I don't care. And if you're living with someone who's vaccinated and you refuse to be vaccinated for whatever the reason is, if it's not a real medical issue where a doctor has told you don't get the vaccine, you are putting the people you live with, who I assume you like and love, you are putting them at risk. Why? Why are you doing that? If you tell me, I have a doctor tell me that if I get this shot, I'm going to die. Okay. But almost anything short of that, go get the vaccine. go get the vaccine. 95% of people in Arizona, of the 17,000 people who contracted coronavirus last month, and by the way, 17,000 people a month are still getting it. This isn't going away. Of that 17,000, 95% of the people who got it were not vaccinated. Go get the vaccine. It works. It's free. It's easy. There's no more wait. There's no line. It couldn't be any more convenient. The only thing they could do to make it easier for us at this point is send somebody to your house to give you the shot. Go get it. Go get it. And I know everyone's going to say, well, I don't want to get it. It's my body. No. Go get it for us. Go get it for the rest of us. Get it for your neighbors. Get it for your family. Get it for the people who live in our community. Go get it so that we don't get it again. Go get it so that this thing doesn't spread and surge in Arizona. Let's not be so selfish. Let's be more community-oriented. Let's go get it. Go get the vaccine. Make yourself healthier. Make your friends and family healthier and safer and everybody else around you. All right, coming up, Gatos is going to join us with the Big Q poll question of the day. And maybe we'll have a quick chat about the Suns with Gatos as well. Stay with us. I'm Barry Markson. It's KTAR.
The Gatos Big Q poll question, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers.
Oh, Gatos, how you feeling after that big win last night?
Suns in six.
Oh, we're calling it in six now.
I don't know, man. That sounds like a bad one. I'm watching yesterday's game, and like the Clippers are fighting, and it's close throughout the whole game, and then the Suns kind of pull away, and I'm thinking, you know, the Suns get Chris Paul back. This could be a short series. Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you, Paul George is good, though, man. That guy was
good.
He was dropping shots, three-pointers, too, like Booker was. It was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, the Clippers are feisty, you know?
Yeah.
They've been down. I think in the first two series, they've been down 0-2 and came back and won both series.
Yeah.
So that's the thing you got to watch out for. But I think the Suns' legs are fresh. I think the time off helped. I think the Clippers are going to be more tired. You know, they've played a ton of basketball. The Suns, not so much. I mean, the Suns played six, and then they played four.
Nice to get that rest. Glad it didn't have any rust when they came back. And big game coming up tomorrow. But what's the big Q poll question of the day today?
What was the best part of your weekend?
Oh, yes.
Suns win game one. B, Father's Day celebrations. C, this lovely weather we're having.
Well, it was a record-breaking day yesterday, Gatos.
Yesterday was record-breaking, too?
Sixth day in a row of 115-plus. Apparently, that's a record in the Valley of the Sun.
This sucks.
Yeah.
The heat. I have no problem with the heat, but I don't need 6 days of it. I don't need 6 days of 115.
The heat's okay. I don't need 115. Keep it under 110, and I'll be okay. But it's hot, man. It's just hot. All right. Yeah. So are you going? Now you know you got to listen to Broomhead Show tomorrow morning because they're going to be giving away two chances or a chance to win two games. Two tickets.
two tickets
to game two of the Western Conference Finals. Make sure you're tuning in tomorrow. You could be the one to go to the sold out game. That could be your big chance, Gatos.
Listen, I got to talk to Broomhead for 5 minutes a day. I'm not going to listen to him on my personal time. I tease. I love Broomhead.
You love Broomhead. All right.
I won't be listening, though.
What do you think? Do you think Chris Paul should have been allowed to play in game one, even though he had COVID, but because he's asymptomatic?
Yeah, and he got the vaccine. I mean, I actually said it, you know, for over a week. Well, if you have the vaccine, you're not giving it to anybody. You're not giving COVID to anybody. And if you're asymptomatic, you feel fine. So I think the NBA's got to look at that. I don't think Chris Paul should have sat yesterday. And I said it on Friday. Listen, if Chad got COVID, me, the hypochondriac, if Chad got COVID, he's got the vaccine. I'd sit next to him and do the show.
Really?
I'm not getting it from him. No, the vaccine works.
You barely want to sit next to him now. All right, that's Gatos. You can hear him, Gatos and Chad, this afternoon, 2 till 6 right here on KTAR. Thanks, Gatos. All right, coming up here in just a bit, it has been hot. We're going to talk about the record-setting heat and how that's affecting all of us right here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Barry Markson. It's KTAR.